Time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast calling for widespread dense fog. Should burn off around 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny and gradually becoming a gorgeous day with a high of around 71 degrees. Partly cloudy in tonight with a low around 49. Wednesday looks great, partly sunny, gradually becoming completely clear. We'll get up to a high of 76. Clear skies into Wednesday night, low of around 47. More of the same, sunny skies and gorgeous conditions. High of 75 for your Thursday. I'm J.C. Tinsley. Here's the news. On Friday, just after 4 p.m., Fairfield police responded to the intersection of West Delaware and Commerce Drive in Fairfield for a traffic crash between a 2009 Chevy passenger car being driven by 16-year-old Tori Gonzalez of Fairfield and a 2015 Nissan SUV driven by 48-year-old Erica Penrod of Fairfield. The Gonzalez vehicle was northbound on Commerce when it was struck in the side by the Penrod vehicle, who was eastbound on Delaware Street. Both vehicles were towed. No injuries were reported. Gonzalez was cited for failure to yield at a stop intersection. Fairfield police arrested 35-year-old Shannon L. Cohn of Fairfield at 912 North Epworth Street in Fairfield. Cohn was arrested for an incident that occurred on October 26th at 705 Water Street, where he was accused of entering a residence and remaining after being told to leave. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and lodged pending a bond hearing on charges of criminal trespass to a residency and disorderly conduct. Also Thursday, Fairfield police arrested 24-year-old Brylan Stevenson of Fairfield in the 100 block of Market Avenue during their investigation into a vehicle crash. Stevenson was arrested for aggravated assault on a peace officer, aggravated battery of a peace officer, and resisting arrest. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and lodged pending a bond hearing. The news continues right after this break.
Okay, smile naturally. Perfect.
Camp's photography news. Wedding season ramps up in a flash. They need to say I do to a studio assistant before clients go full Brightzilla.
I'm so sorry. I have to get that different lens. I'll be right back.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you plan everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make. Your funeral arrangements at Golston Funeral Home in McLeansboro, they encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Golston Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
Come on, we're going to be late to the cookout.
Oh, I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much, and after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion,
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Welcome back. Sunday turned out to not be a day of rest for the White County Sheriff's Department. At 1 p.m., Deputy Brown arrived at the residence of 38-year-old Jason Lamance at 404 Wilson Street in Enfield for a warrant check. Lamance was wanted on a White County original warrant for retail theft, fuel from Hubs. He became upset and asked what the bond amount would be, according to the report. As a result of checking with dispatch, it was discovered there was also an original Hamilton County warrant for aggravated fleeing and eluding a police officer. The deputy allowed Lamance to go back inside to change his shirt and shoes. After asking him to come outside, Deputy Brown didn't receive an answer, so crews went through the house and found he wasn't there. Officer Malone arrived on scene, but he believed that Lamance had fled on foot. The two then went to the north side of the home and identified themselves, asking him to come out with no reply. Again, looking through timber behind the house and called for Lamance to come out. Officer Malone says he saw him by the Enfield packaging plant, started to give chase on foot, but then got in his patrol car and went to the packaging plant. Lamance reportedly ran north through the timber and was going to the next street. Details not made available, but Malone did eventually catch up and arrest Lamance on an additional charge of resisting or obstructing a police officer. Jason Lamance is being held in the White County Jail. $22,550, Bob. And just before midnight Sunday, Deputy Matt Wicker was on routine patrol westbound on Oak Street in Farmite. He observed a man riding a bicycle. Deputy recognized him as 34-year-old Logan Fisk of 405 Rudolph Street in Crossville. Knowing Fisk had an active arrest warrant, Deputy Wicker pulled him over into the DMV parking lot and notified him of said warrant. Carmine officer arrived on scene to assist. Fisk was arrested and is currently behind bars in the White County Jail on $7,500 bond. Wayne County Sheriff's deputies have caught up with 26-year-old Keila Marie Hart of Noble. The Richland County woman was wanted on a failure to appear warrant that dates back to late July of this year. She was originally charged with domestic battery with intent to cause bodily harm. She was due in court in September but failed to show up. Authorities found Hart earlier this month. She was in court last week. In state news, former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard is standing behind Republican Darren Bailey in the Illinois governor's race. Democrat turned independent endorsed the downstate senator in his quest to defeat incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. During a rally yesterday in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, Gabbard called Bailey a man of the people. Pritzker's campaign blasted Gabbard's endorsement of Bailey, calling her a, quote, Russia apologist and conspiracy theorist, end quote. Out of Indiana now, just days ago, Indiana State Police Detective Ryan Conrad arrested Terry Daffron for the rape of a juvenile female in 1996. Indiana State Police Detective Charlie McDaniel initiated the investigation and ultimately collected DNA at the crime scene. However, at the time, it was not known to law enforcement to whom the suspect's DNA belonged to. In September of 2019, CODIS, Combined DNA Index System, it connected Daffron to the rape. CODIS system is a database maintained by the FBI that allows state and local law enforcement labs to store and compare DNA profiles from crime scenes and convicted offenders. Following the discovery, Detective Conrad worked closely with the Crawford County Prosecutor's Office and was later granted a DNA search warrant by the Crawford County Circuit Court. After Daffron's DNA was collected, a lab analysis confirmed the match of his DNA to that which was collected by Detective McDaniel back in 96. On October 20th, Daffron accepted a plea agreement in the Crawford County Circuit Court for rape, a Class B felony. Daffron is scheduled for a sentencing hearing later this year. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a crash landing involving an Illinois plane. That plane, which departed from Taylorville on Sunday, made an emergency crash landing on an Evansville, Indiana golf course. Officials said two adults and two children were on the plane. All four were transported to the hospital with luckily not life-threatening injuries. There's no shortage of funds this campaign season in Illinois, as big money is not only being spent on the governor's race, but on state races as well. Billionaire businessman Dick Ulon has spent millions trying to unseat Governor J.B. Pritzker and defeat Amendment 1. The Reform for Illinois Executive Director Alisa Kaplan says Pritzker is also getting involved in smaller campaigns.
The Democrats do have fundraising advantages over Republicans in many races and overall, especially in state House races.
Kaplan says the fact that just a few people with unlimited funds are calling the shots this campaign season, worrisome.
That's really concerning, because that means that small group of individuals and interests is dictating a political conversation and trying to influence the way everyday people think about things.
Kaplan says the governor and House Speaker Chris Welch have used campaign finance loopholes to bring in huge donations, distribute funds to state races. That's news. Area death announcements are next.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Local and area death announcements are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails, serving the area with professionalism and care for families' time of need. A 52-year-old resident of Flora, Jean Bruce Baltenberg, died on Thursday afternoon, October 27th, at St. John's Hospital in Springfield. Arrangements are pending at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. An 86-year-old resident of Fairfield, Peggy A. Vaughn, passed away at Flora Healthcare Center in Flora. Thursday, October 27th. Surviving Peggy is her son, Danny, and his wife, Shayla Vaughn of Flora. Peggy was preceded in death by her parents, six brothers, two sisters, two infant sisters, and a daughter, Tina Ray Vaughn. Graveside services for Peggy Vaughn will be at 11 a.m. this morning at Shrewsbury Cemetery in Mill Shoals. Hale's Funeral Home is assisting the family. Funeral services for LaDonna Jordan will be held this afternoon at 1 p.m. Visitation will proceed from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Pastor Craig Smith officiating. Funeral services follow. 1 p.m. interment will be at Garrison Temple Cemetery in Hoover. And a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast calling for a gorgeous day once the fog burns off, gradually becoming completely sunny with a high of around 71 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 49. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 76. I'm J.C. Tinsley.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
WFIWWOKZ Sports, I'm J.C. Tinsley. Edwards County Volleyball fell to St. Anthony last night in straight sets, 26-28, 23-25. Meanwhile, the Fairfield Lady Mules volleyball team advanced at the Benton Sectional, defeating Nashville 25-21 and 25-19. With more sports, here's Rhonda Moss.
Game 3 of the World Series between the Astros and Phillies in Philadelphia last night washed out, so Game 3 will be played tonight. Browns had a treat for Halloween last night as Nick Chubb rushed for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns, lead them to a win over the Bengals in Cleveland. The Ravens acquired linebacker Roquan Smith from the Bears in exchange for a 2023 second and fifth round pick. NFL trade deadline this afternoon. Auburn fired head coach Brian Harsin. Cadillac Williams will take over as interim head coach. Drew Holiday drained a step back three with 45 seconds left in the game to get the Bucks a win over the Pistons. Bucks remain perfect so far on the season at 6-0. Clippers rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Rockets, snapping their four-game skid. The Nets snapped their four-game slide after taking down the Pacers behind Kevin Durant's game-high 36 points. That's sports. Ron DeMoss.
In hockey, the St. Louis Blues gave up four goals in the second period of a 5-1 loss to the LA Kings at the Enterprise Center. Blues gave up the first five goals of the game before getting on the board. Alexei Toropachenko scored the Blues' only goal, and Jordan Bennington pulled from goal after saving just 14 of the 19 shots he faced. The 3-5-0 Blues are on a five-game losing skid. St. Louis hosts the Islanders on Thursday. In baseball news, Albert Pujols is making his retirement official. The St. Louis Cardinals legend signed his retirement papers with the team yesterday. Pujols announced that 2022 would be his final season after signing with St. Louis in free agency prior to the season, but the move makes it official. The 42-year-old began his career with the Cardinals in 01, winning National League Rookie of the Year honors. In 2012, he signed with the Angels, where he played until he was released in 2021. Spent the last half of 2021 with the Dodgers and then came back to the Cardinals in 2022. he became the fourth player to reach 700 career home runs this past season. He finishes his career as a three-time MVP, an 11-time All-Star, and a two-time World Series champion. Pujols will become eligible for the Hall of Fame in 2028. From the Fairfield Weather Studios, I'm J.C. Tinsley. Good morning, friends and neighbors. Widespread dense fog should burn off around 10 a.m. today, otherwise partly sunny. Becoming a great day with a high of around 71 degrees and calm winds tonight. Partly cloudy skies. We'll look for a low around 49 degrees. Your Wednesday, more of the same. Partly sunny, gradually becoming completely clear with a high of 76. Wednesday night clear, a low of 47. Thursday, more of the same. Sunny skies, a high of 75.
Your feel-good music. Classic hits WFIWFM 104.9.